This is a nasty ass Wizard Sleeve production. Wizard Sleeve.
Welcome to Wizard Sleeve, episode 21.
Sorry, Lou, stepped on your toes there.
It's alright, as long as you don't step on me, dick.
You don't want to stop dragging it about.
Can't help it, it's fucking long.
Tondalong.
I'm here as always, Lewis. In front of me, I've got Steve.
Hello.
2 o'clock, I've got Daz.
Hello.
20 past three.
20 past three, I've got John Crilly.
Oh, yeah.
And behind him is the coughing. And it's episode 21, the Halloween. This is the second Halloween episode, which means we've been doing it for
over a year.
Yeah.
Are we, is this,
what, which,
did you start it on Halloween?
Start again.
No, we didn't.
The Halloween, was that episode two, the Halloween one, last year?
No, it didn't, yeah.
So, yeah, we're a year old.
Are we any wiser?
No.
We've got more mics this time. Even though
they
are lame.
Actually, no, we're wiser in that sense that we realised we needed more microphones than just one stuck in the middle of a table full of idiots.
We've got more hats.
More hats.
Yeah, the setup's definitely more professional, isn't it?
It's getting there, yeah. It's not complete yet.
Got like a table and shit. That's why we're in the wizard's cave.
Got a chair each. Nobody's sat in a box or something.
We've had a fun week. Mm. Well, last weekend we had a fun weekend where we went for a ghost walk.
Last Friday.
Hoping to capture some spooky sounds and stuff like that, but we didn't really...
Well, I think we'll get into this in a bit.
Yeah.
Because it is our main topic on the board this evening.
So, anyway,
we can do a table of contents, you know.
Stay tuned, listeners, because you're in for a treat.
Yeah.
Spooky treat.
A spooky treat.
So, yeah. The standard, we've got hit or shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then Lewis has a quiz.
Yeah, some lucky listeners are going to win a fantastic fucking Halloween treat. Well, it's not Halloween themed, but it's a great...
It could be.
You could wear it as a Halloween costume. You could go as like...
Don't spoil it. Don't spoil the surprise for our lucky listeners. Because obviously, they don't know what it is.
Oh, right.
So it's a one-of-a-kind, isn't it? It's
like,
there's no other...
Yeah.
This is like truly original.
Yeah.
Mm. You could Halloween it up.
Yeah, you could.
But anyway, so we've got Lewis's quiz, which will be interesting.
Yeah, truth or scur, it's called.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's gonna shit yourself.
And then after that,
we turn the lights off.
No, I need to read it.
That'd really benefit us, really, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
We could say we have the lights.
It's here written on this.
Don't show it!
It's huge, that.
It's Aldi.
What's that called? I do that.
Written on a piece of Aldi paper.
Yeah. I know, it's just...
It could be worse. It could be written on the back of an Aldi receiver or something.
It looks like the back of a short CD.
It does.
Anyway.
And then we're gonna trust through the events of last Friday when we walked around some ruins at midnight.
Ruin.
Yeah.
And events leading up to it, aren't they? Yeah. Anyway, so we start on the old hit and shit. Hit or shit, even. Hit and shit.
It's on my
shit. Well, yeah.
I might have the actual thing on there, I'll say it. Bear with me, listeners.
Just gets more professional.
We've had patient issues since day one.
Well, the aim is to like... No, it's not. Wait. The aim is for the listeners to just like...
Ease into it.
Yeah. The more patient they get,
so they can sit here
the more they'll enjoy it.
So they can sit there in silence while they're waiting for you to get a jingle up.
It's not low. It's not low. You'll whack your banjo out and play it on that.
We'll have to sing it again.
Alright. A 1, 2, 3, 4.
Teases and trailers, Michael Bay's failures, we never asked for this. Hit or shit.
Hit or shit. 3 films as usual, and we are going to give you some advice as whether to see these movies or not.
Yes.
The first one.
The boy.
It's going fucking swimmingly, this.
It is.
The first one's called The Boy, and it's a horror film, so by the looks of it. And
who directed it?
Okay.
We should really do more research when we do the hits or shit.
I'll get it on IMDb if you want.
No, you do that while we'll talk about the trailer. Is it, yeah, it's a full trailer, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a full trailer.
It features Maggie from The Walking Dead.
Fit. There you go.
And who else is in it?
Oh, Bishop Brandon.
Bishop Brandon from Father Ted.
So you can't take it seriously from word go, really?
No, like, I never thought I'd see him do work ever again.
Is he like a quite well-respected Irish actor?
I bet he's a proper thespian. Father Ted's like a proper... not Father Ted.
Father Jack. Yeah.
He's like a proper thespian, isn't he?
Yeah. Won't matter whether Ted is, because he's dead.
Well, yeah.
Mm. He's a stand-up, wasn't he? Dermot O'Leary.
Dermot
Morgan. Was it Dermot? Irish man. Irish name.
Dermot, insert generic
Paddy.
Irish.
Dermot Old Paddy.
It's Paddy McMurphy, wasn't it?
Paddy McMurphy. Paddy Old Murphy.
Paddy Old McMurphy.
Anyway, another being racist about the Irish.
William Brent Bell directed it.
He also directed hits such as
The Girl.
Oh, he directed The Devil Inside. I've seen that.
Was that good? Was
no.
It
no.
Was it shit?
Yeah.
It was. In fact, it looks alright, but...
But it seems like there's a trend in horror films now. Like ten years ago, it was all about little pale kids with long black hair. And now it's all dolls.
Well, the doll thing's...
Pale dolls.
The doll thing's been done a lot, hasn't it? And it's thrown into, like, all horror movies, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just as a thing.
I mean, dolls are creepy.
Even if it's not...
It's like, you know, you can almost see them sat around.
Yeah.
Especially porcelain dolls.
Right, what's creepy? Dolls are creepy, right?
No one's really centred a movie around a doll since, what's it? What was that one with the... It was like a spin-off of The Conjuring, was it, or something?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Annabelle.
Yeah, I didn't
know. Annalise?
I don't know.
Is Chucky? Is Chucky about a doll?
Yeah.
Chucky's a doll, yeah.
We also got Bam.
That's more original, though, because that's a guy possessing a doll.
Mm.
Yeah.
Isn't it? Whereas this is
Shakespeare.
Well, I don't know.
Randolph.
From the trailer, I imagine that's the same sort of thing, isn't it?
There'd be some possession involved at some point.
Well, it's like there's a real kid in there.
Oh, there was.
The premise of, yeah, there was a real kid, and this family are now looking after this doll and calling it their son and bloody boy.
And
obviously,
people
just think they're weird, but then obviously the boy is seemingly alive.
Well, and then they hire Maggie from The Walking Dead to
babysit
while they go away. And then. And they have all these rules about it, like, don't forget to feed him.
God, fuck this review, it's shit.
Don't leave him on his own.
It's like Gremlins with a doll.
Do you not think it looks... Oh, I think it looks weird.
It's like Gremlins with a doll.
Yeah,
that's
rules.
A terrible, terrible analogy for that trailer.
That's how they sold it.
Yeah.
It's like Gremlins with a doll.
Yes.
Oh, yes,
like
money.
Sharks.
I just can't believe they keep making movies in a universe where people don't watch horror movies. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's... At this point... It's supposed to be set in real life, but these people have never seen anything scary or anything like that.
Yeah, no, but it's not Scream. I mean, you look at Scream, and again, the rules and whatnot. At the end of the day, you still have people dying and stuff. If that sort of shit started happening to you, surely you try and rationalise it.
I mean, you can't have every film being like...
If I walked into an house and they said, oh yeah, you've got to look after the dog and this, and this is our child, this porcelain doll, I'd be like, oh yeah, great, and then I just walk out and never come back.
Yeah, no, well, you're right.
She does laugh in the trailer at him.
Yeah,
when,
I'd be like,
but to be fair, she does also bend.
Unless they went like, ears under grand, ears half up front, I'd be like, oh,
if it was
the 80s,
if the film was made in the 80s, they'd have a massive party in the house.
Yeah,
and like they'd dress the doll up like Bernie. Mm.
Yeah,
and they'd have a right good time.
And then just stab them all in a drunken rage.
Yeah.
Anyway,
that doll's pissed.
The thing is, this
kind of horror is not made for horror fans, is it? There's loads of these Hollywood horrors that are just kind of made for people who
go and watch these
generic horror movies.
Yeah.
They're not really made for true horror fans.
It's a conveyor belt movie, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's
just
mass produced shit.
Yeah. I mean, you know, the whole haunted doll thing is quite a good idea, but it's getting to the point now where it is being done to death in the same way that the...
Well, that's it. As soon as you see it in that trailer, you're just like, oh, it's this.
Yeah.
Exactly. So. Are we all up to date with Walking Dead?
No, I've not watched episode 2.
I've not watched
two
any
yet.
Of the new season.
Oh, I've watched the first episode
I've
of
watched,
the new season.
I've watched the first episode of the new season.
So I pretend, like...
Well, that doesn't exist, it. Right, right.
Is Maggie... still in it?
Yeah.
Right, okay, well, what's she doing? Fucking... She's not getting enough money. Fucking...
Huh? Maybe she wants more.
Well, maybe she just wants...
We had this conversation about Nicolas Cage last week, doing fucking everything that's putting in front of him.
Fuck off, Nicolas.
Well, I heard the reason why he does that is because he lost a lot of money, didn't he, doing something. Some financial advisor told him to do something. And he made a massive balls up and lost loads of money.
I don't know.
That's why he sold all his because he sold all his comics off and shit, didn't he? He sold his Action Comics #1 and all that. So I think because he's in a bit of bother with money, he just does anything because he needs the money.
Right.
That's what I heard anyway.
Is it like in The Simpsons where Homer buys shares in pumpkins?
Yeah, probably.
In October, and he goes by January, the prices of these will be through the roof.
Yeah, it probably was something like Nicolas Cage points like,
yeah,
whatever.
Give me those pumpkins.
Oh, God.
Bye.
Just swimming in pumpkins.
February, yeah. Just sat in his house with all the rotten pumpkins.
Just kicking
he's
him,
just damn.
Fighting with him.
He's like,
he's got one on his head,
yeah.
Like crying, yeah. With a sad face, yeah. Carved in it.
And he's like, phone rings, hello, Ghost Rider 2? Oh. Yeah.
No, apparently he loves Ghost Rider though, doesn't he? That's why he did it.
I think that's just testament to how fucking mad he is. The fact that he loves Ghost Rider so much.
Do you read Ghost Rider?
So you're on his back, aren't you?
Yeah.
Ghost Rider or something?
Yeah.
Well, I think we covered that.
Ghost Rider.
We covered it last week when we were chatting about him basically taking financial advice off Francis Ford Coppola, basically, who's told him to do anything and always only charge $100 a pop. Yeah. That's why he has to do as much as he does, well, simply because he's only making $100 per film. And then he spends it on pumpkins. So anyway, yeah, back to the boy. We'll just go off it and I'm going to say shit.
Shit.
Because it does look shit. I like horror films and I'm not going to bother with that because it just looks
gas. There's a bit in the trailer where she walks up to a painting of the boy and then a hand jumps out and grabs her around the throat. It's shit CGI hand just jumps out. So it's like, ugh.
It's not Vigo. Unless she's related to Vigo.
That painting's not even as good as the Vigo painting in Ghostbusters 2. It's a shit painting as well.
Is it a real painting in Ghostbusters 2?
No.
Or is it a photo?
Yeah, it's just like, it was made for
it means, is it actually a painting as
opposed
to a photo
painted.
Of a guy?
Oh, right. Okay.
We'll go with, yeah, why not?
Excited explaining.
No, I think
I thought you meant, was it actually a historical painting that they just...
A Vigo the
and then they just found the right. Actor who looks exactly...
Yeah,
he looks like that guy from Die Hard.
When you see all these paintings now, these like old paintings that look like famous people and like old photographs. Like, have you seen the Jay-Z one?
Yeah,
and
yeah,
like
true.
The
but what are the odds of that?
Are they
the odds of them finding an actor that looks like him?
I know, but again, are they not actual paintings that they've had commissioned to look like?
No, there's like a picture of just like, it shows a picture of like Jay-Z, and then it shows a picture from like the 30s, and there's this guy with like a big kind of like Baker Boy hat on. You know, typical 1930s.
Yeah, it's a
but
photograph.
It's a spitting image of Jay-Z.
Maybe it was Jay-Z.
Maybe
like
it's all these like conspiracy theories that all these like pop stars are actually like immortal vampires or something, and they're just like running Hollywood.
Fair enough.
Now that's a film.
It's not.
Somebody stay on it.
Trademark.
If Bill Murray was in it, I'd watch it.
If Bill Murray was in it,
yeah, I'd watch it.
If Dermot O'Leary was in it, I'd watch it.
Dermot or Paddy Leary.
You kicked me off the arse.
Right, the boy.
Shit.
Hit or shit?
Shit.
Shit.
Right, that's unanimous. Shit. Shit.
Next one's Freaks of Nature. Now, I'm the only one who'd seen this before this evening. And I think it was quite entertaining, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Kind of harks back to the daftness of the 80s. For, well, if anybody actually bothers watching the thing, the trailer, we're not going to spoil anything for you. It's got vampires in, zombies in, aliens in, all knocking seven bells of shit out of each other, by the looks of things. And Dennis.
Dennis O'Leary.
Dennis
O'Leary.
Scott Better Call Saul in as well.
Yeah. It looks like, it looks very much in the same vein as like Zombieland. It's kind of like some guy sort of narrating what's going on in the trailer and stuff like.
It's a lot more swearing.
It's a bit more swearing than Zombieland. Zombieland's pretty swearing, isn't it?
Yeah.
It looks on the same vein as those Sharknado movies, but done on a slightly higher budget.
Yeah.
It must have a bigger budget.
Yeah, it does look low budget, but maybe they've done that just for shits and giggles.
There's a lot of CGI
because,
when the aliens turn up in the trailer.
Yeah. But they look like there was, it doesn't, it's not bad CGI. It looked like there was monsters in it as well.
Sharknado CGI, you know what I mean?
Sharknado. The Mexican.
Sharknado. What was it? Sharknado 3, Oh Hell No.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
With Frankie Muniz like in
the subtitle for it.
Right. Fucking David Hasselhoff and
Hasselhoff's in it.
Tara Reid. Yeah.
God.
They must have been desperate.
Yeah.
It's like Frankie Muniz. Because he did them kid spy films after he left Malcolm in the Middle. And he obviously made that much money on Malcolm in the Middle. He just stopped acting. He went into race driving.
Yeah.
And obviously that really well panned out for him, because he's now in Sharknado 3. Oh hell no.
He was sitting on the director.
The guy from Malcolm in the Middle.
Yeah, Malcolm.
How's his dad doing? Snap. Didn't say, oh, I'm coming, did you, Malk? You twat. I think it was like a hit to me. Looks fun.
Oh, watch it. It looks entertaining.
Yeah. I ain't paying no fucking money for it, though. I'm going to steal it off the internet. Try and catch me.
No, it doesn't. It looks
IPS. We'll trace the IPS to it, yeah.
Yeah. Good.
What's your plan?
I'm only kidding, I'll go cinema and buy it.
Got cinema and buy it.
Yeah. I'd like to buy the reel for this film.
There you go.
Is it not coming in an SD
card?
It's
£10. That's just the way it costs to watch the film once.
I was going to say controversial. Might be cheaper to buy it.
Yeah.
Let's not get into that.
Well, yeah, I mean, it looks a bit daft. It probably won't be as good as it is, we think it is, but I'm going to say hit anyway.
I don't think it's going to be that good, but
no, I think it'd be entertaining, but I don't think it'd be shit.
It's like a Trauma movie. Is it Trauma?
Yeah, a bit like a Trauma. Trauma's a lot more low rent than them, though, but like on purpose.
Yeah.
In a way. Well, not on purpose, they don't have any money, but they kind of, you celebrate that fact.
You know, that's the thing, Trauma kind of started doing it on purpose, though, towards.
Yeah, it became a thing.
It's entertaining.
Yeah.
Trauma try and be a bit more offensive as well.
I mean, Trauma, the films they make is fucking absolutely.
Seen the one about what's the one where they sing? The chicken one. Poultrygeist, is it called?
Poultrygeist.
Poultrygeist, yeah.
It's fucking hilarious, that film.
I've heard good things about that. I watched a review the day for it.
The guy shits himself thin. This fat guy goes to the toilet and shits himself thin. It's brilliant.
Poultrygeist. Hit.
Anyway, on that note,
I think Freaks and Nerds really looks, I don't know, I'm going to say shit.
I'm going to say hit. I'll watch it, I'll probably enjoy it. And isn't that what it's all about?
I'm going to say hit, because I think it'd be.
I don't think it's a good film.
I think it'd like it. No, I think
we'll start that.
Scrooge McDuck. What do you say, Steve? Hit or shit?
I said hit, because I'll watch it and I might go a few times.
Okay.
Oh, that's a hit.
Yeah, they'll put it on DVD.
Dead inside.
that's the review on the DVD.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Steve, 4 stars. I might go a couple times.
This is NME, awesome. I like it when they like, you know, it's a.
The Sun, it's a film. Yeah. 5 stars. Yeah.
It's like the first 2 words of the review. Yeah. This film, 3 stars. Also, did you see that on the did you see that with the you know, that Craze film that came out recently?
Oh, the 2-star thing.
The 2 stars.
That was genius.
They got like a load of, the poster for it was like the picture of the two, Tom Hardy is the two, is the Cray twins, and then behind them on like just like a beige kind of blank field, you know, it was like all the star reviews, you know, so like Total Film, four stars, blah 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 blah, four stars, all like four or five stars. The Guardian, I think it was The Guardian, gave them two stars. So they still put it on, but what they did was they put the Guardian, they put it in between their heads. So like, so Tom Hardy's, both his heads are there, and there's these two stars in between.
Mm.
But the way it's laid out, it looks like it's behind them.
Yeah, it's a great bit of graphic design.
Yeah, I bet the guy that designed that, I bet he had a fucking little wank after
that. Yeah, I bet he did.
I bet he was like,
look what I've done, Jim, look what I've done.
It's fucking good, that, John.
Philip, you're a genius. I won't have a latte. So we're kind of not unanimously agreed on that one. We're not really sure what to make of it, but most of us are saying hit.
Hit!
Ting!
You need to get like a Jones punch in there to hit.
I'm not going to admit, it's a mixture of...
A till draw.
It's me going, hit! And then it's got a till draw and a punch. Hit! It's mental.
So the third trailer we're going to review, a film called Star Wars The Force Awakens.
Do you want to tell people what it's about?
Well, it's a film about wars, set in wars amongst the stars.
Afghanistan. It's a war drama.
That's what it looks like on the trailer.
And it looks good. It looks better than the prequels already. You know, it looks like, I was saying to Daz before, it's already got that kind of, even though there's obviously CGI in it, because in the trailer there's a lot of
CGI
ships flying about and stuff, but that's intersected by actual sets.
Again, like I was saying to you, they're in a desert.
They actually filmed it in a desert rather than just on a in a studio.
No, it looks good.
It's already got like that kind of, it's got that timeless quality that Star Wars.
Massive does, cinematic kind of look.
Whereas
to
the
it,
prequels are so dated now because they are just full of this like dated CGI, really.
Yeah, they just look like a TV show, doesn't it? It looks like a.
Yeah. And that's the danger of CGI, isn't it? Because the technology moves so fast. If you use it in every single
it looks shit
frame
at the time,
of the movie, then it's.
So it's bound to look shit now.
Mm.
Well, we can go over that, but let's dive into the trailer. What do we see? There's no... Well, there is a Luke, but you only see him for a split second.
Just coming out of Bell.
Sorry,
it's been quiet.
We think it's Luke, but Luke's not... There was a big thing because Luke's not on the poster.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Well, I think it was... I think what'll happen is they'll probably be talking about him throughout the film and it'll build him up, and then he'll probably turn up in the last... 10 minutes.
Yeah, there's probably some.
I reckon he's fucked off to where Yoda used to live, and he's like crouched up in that under.
Yeah, he's
probably
gone the same way Obi-Wan did. He's just gone into like hiding and.
Yeah.
Because he'll be one of the last Jedi's.
I read something that was like, it was like supposedly a plot spoiler.
Hmm.
It said that he's guarding some temple that contains like the dark side or something like that, and he's like stopping the force, the dark side of the force from emerging from this. Location.
Hmm.
Again, at this point in the expanded universe, which Disney's just fucked off, he's actually kind of starting going over the dark side, isn't he?
Yeah.
Because he does in the expanded universe. Is after the the original trilogy, goes a bit, bit grim.
Well, that's just all fiction now, isn't it? Never actually happened.
It's all fiction.
Oh yeah. Tell the fucking Star Wars fans that.
Tell James Elms that.
And I've read all the books.
James doesn't listen to this.
It looks like it's got two pretty, like the two.
All right.
What look like the two villains in it look pretty badass. Is like that guy. Kylo Ren.
And
he looks like another Vader.
I thought Cumberbatch was playing the Sith.
No, it's some other guy.
He's not a Sith, though, is he? Apparently he's just a kind of
fanatic. I've stayed away from reading anything about this because
I have as well. But I've heard that he isn't a Sith. He's just kind of He works for the, what they call, what's the New Order.
What's he doing, fucking zapping, mind controlling people? Well, I don't know. That bit in the thing where he's just going...
Well, maybe he can use
he's
going to
catch a ball.
I don't, you know, it's like...
Or a pair.
Yeah.
Go back.
Maybe he's following the Sith religions that were trying to become it, but obviously he doesn't have a master or anything.
He's a clone of that.
He seems to be mine.
He's like a... Well, he seems like a...
He's a Vader
in the trailer, he seems like a fanatic.
A bit of a Darth Vader fanatic.
Yeah, that's why he's just trying to bring back the Sith.
Yeah.
Maybe.
And then there's that stormtrooper who's like kind of got a chrome uniform on.
That's a girl, isn't it?
Yeah, it's her from Game of Thrones, that tall one.
Oh,
yeah.
Is it?
Mm.
It's awesome, I mean, that costume.
Well, she's badass. That character seems like another main kind of villain, like another kind of Darth. I mean, Darth Vader was in the first Star Wars film. Darth Vader was like a henchman, wasn't he? I mean, the main villain was Moff Tarkin, really. He was like the big baddie.
Mm. Vader's always just a henchman.
And Darth Vader was like the muscle who just went around swatting folk. And then his legend became a bit more.
When the Emperor turns up, he's still just He's just the heavy for the Emperor, sort of.
He's a presence, isn't he? That
point, we knew what he was about. I mean, in the first one, you know nothing about him. He was just a guy in a black suit.
But it's brilliant in the first one, where Moff Tarkin's basically just giving him shit about using the Force.
Yeah.
Stop fucking around, Darth, and fucking get those rebels.
Anyway,
I'm hanging up now.
Scouse Moff Tarkin. Moff Tarkin.
Enough
hello,
Moff Tarkin.
Hello, it's Moff Tarkin here.
But anyway, obviously, Han Solo's in it.
Yeah.
Hmm.
He says a bit more in the trailer. He seems to be talking about mumbling about something or other.
Jedi's
were real.
Because he says something, and they look at him really confused, like he's just going.
Like they can't hear him.
He's got like a chicken in his head. He's gone mad.
Well, this is what I'm getting from the trailer is everything that's gone in the original trilogy. It's like folk have forgotten. It's kind of just gone into mythos, hasn't it?
Yeah.
And he's turned back up after doing whatever he's doing.
I guess you could do that in space, though, couldn't you? If it was like a big war, you'd still be at home. But there, they can fuck off and like get peace, get away from it all. So then it just does it.
Was it how many years is it set after?
30 or something.
After Jedi. Mm. Right. Yeah. So it's a long time, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it looks. Like I say, it looks good. It always already looks.
Some of the action sequences look really good.
Really good.
Yeah. Yeah, they do.
But again, the bit where the I don't know what's his name, stormtrooper guy.
I don't know that guy.
Yeah, that guy. The bit where he's squaring up to the guy who I thought was Benedict Cumberbatch, but isn't. And I don't know. That just looks a bit.
What?
I don't know. To me,
cheesy.
Yeah.
Might yeah, it's very.
I mean,
like
I'm
a
not saying
duel,
there's
isn't
stuff
it?
That,
like both get the stars ready. Like.
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. There is a lot of Star Wars that is quite cheesy, to be fair.
Yeah,
but
there's nothing wrong with kissing your sister.
That's the thing. what it seems like is that guy is like a stormtrooper. He works for the new what they call the New Order.
Fucking floorboards.
Yeah, well, I know.
And
that's what that'll do.
Someone stepped on a
door. Oh, fuck now. This is unprofessional.
Darren has broken wind.
Like a match. It smells like off beer, that.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh.
If you're listening.
Oh, Jesus, it's quite rich now.
Whoever wins this t-shirt. Oh, shit.
Where's the bell? Shouldn't cut that out. Beep it.
No, I'll just carry on.
Well, by the time this goes out, they may actually have the t-shirt due to the way that the quiz is working.
Right, well, it's a t-shirt then, isn't it? Fucking hell. The prize is the t-shirt.
Well, again, you're not putting this out till next Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
And you have got the ability to edit. It's not like we're live.
Yeah.
I think without us getting into like an hours long conversation about Star Wars, let's fucking draw a line here and just say hit our shit.
I'm going with hit.
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 Hit. Yeah.
Coffee?
Naturally.
Hit?
Oh, hey, yes.
Although, like I said to you, I'm not bothering going within the first week of it coming out. I'm not going on the first day with all the dickheads, because apparently we now live in America where when a big film comes out, you can sit in the cinema and all the way through it start going, woo, yeah, woo, woo. It's not. We're British.
We could
sit there.
We should
sit there with somebody like JT going, yeah, what the fuck is that supposed to be? And then listen to him over the other side of the cinema because it's ping quiet, laughing, dropping his back. Because it was you farting at the back of the cinema. And you could hear it.
Jay did that as well.
You could hear me laughing at you because I could hear you fucking chatting on. That's what we should do. We should take JT again.
It's always funny taking JT to the cinema.
With that t-shirt.
It's like taking your racist uncle.
JT with that 9/11 t-shirt on.
Oh. Who is your Uncle George, anyway?
I don't know. I've not spoken to him for a bit, to be honest.
Any more stories?
No, I think he's calmed down now. No, but I've not seen him for ages.
No, Becky got us tickets for Star Wars already.
When are you going?
On the
first day.
Not only the first day.
The midnight show.
Yeah, 12:01 showing.
Woo, Lewis!
Sure for that.
There'll be some.
I'll be fucking asleep before it's done.
No, I was the same. I wanted to get these early tickets, but then when I was on the website, it just kept fucking crashing stuff, and I just thought, fuck this.
Could it be absolutely rammed?
Like, it doesn't make me less of a Star Wars fan if I go 2 weeks after it comes out.
It makes you an adult.
Exactly.
It makes you someone who likes a bit of fucking.
Yeah, and I can
space
go.
And
I can go on my day. Yeah,
cinema.
I can go on my day off and go at like 1 o'clock in the afternoon and just fuck all in there and just and have a cinema to myself.
Yeah.
And
just enjoy it. Yeah, just
have a wank.
A massive wank.
I'm gonna have a wank anyway.
Is that right? In the front.
Or as they call it, a Darth Maul.
Wait.
Excellent.
He's been thinking about that all week.
Oh yeah, I think about 200 wanks all the time, does. Anyway. So yeah, we're all said hit for Star Wars. Even if it's rubbish, it's still going to be a hit.
I can't see being rubbish.
No, I think it'll be good.
I mean, looking back, I'll be honest, I got excited about Episode 1. But now looking back, even the trailer, I think it was just the fact that it was a Star Wars in.
Yeah,
because I mean, the original three, obviously, Empire and Jedi came out when I was alive, but I was what, like fucking 2 and 4 or something, if not younger. So it's just something. Yeah. But Star Wars, there was big excitement.
Well, George Lucas knew that. I think he just basically knew that he could just put like a lot of like actors just wielding lightsabers about and people would buy into it.
I really
saw the imagery for Phantom Menace, I was like, this looks ace.
I really hope Alec Guinness's ghost turns up.
Yeah.
CGI Guinness.
Yeah, pretty much. Complaining about how much he hates the Star Wars.
That would be brilliant.
Brilliant!
You know that clip of George Lucas where he walks past that dragon's shop? They should have him in this new Star Wars movie just walking behind him.
Yeah, yeah.
And then white trainers. Somebody's going to do that, though, aren't they?
Oh,
somebody's going to edit that in.
Well, they should get that in Photoshop of cinema where he's walking in to, like, Force Awakens. Fucking brilliant, that video. I watched it again the other day.
It's not funny, but it is.
It's brilliant, man. That guy has no fucking idea as well that George Lucas just roamed around behind him. Oh, shit. I mean, listen. So, yeah, it's 2 hits, 1 shit. Just like being at home.
Oh, I thought you meant for the review of Star Wars. I wouldn't say, where's he got that?
That was a summary.
No.
Not a winter.
Right, so anyway. Anyway, on that.
You've been funny now, just get.
That's about enough razor sharp wit we can handle from you today.
Pushing your luck now, mate.
So, we're on to Lewis's quiz. Big prizes.
Well, we'll get on that in a second. I'm just going to roll a sec.
Oh, dear.
Well, I know we are professional, but we also are relaxed. It's like Radio 2. I was listening to, I think it was Chris Evans this morning, and he let a song. He let a song go over the news.
Did he?
Yeah, well, I think the news is supposed to be dead on half past, and it got to 33 past because this song.
He was just like, fuck it.
I'm Chris Evans, I'm a massive millionaire. A massive ginger millionaire. Yeah. He's not massive, but he's massively ginger.
Yeah. Not sure how massive he is.
Didn't they bring that to TFI not long ago?
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
One episode.
Yeah. They did a couple, didn't they?
Did they? Was it alright?
They're doing another. There's been adverts for another series. Good. It was alright.
I used to love TFI for it.
Yeah, I used to like it. I used to like it for the bands. They always had live music on it.
What was his name from, was it Happy Monday? It's the one that...
Yeah, they remember like five times, even though he caused havoc.
Yeah.
Can't swear.
Yeah.
Yes.
And they did a cover of Pretty Bacon by the Sex Pistols, and he just swore all the way through it.
What's that?
TFI Friday.
Did you watch the new one?
No.
Friday. It's alright. Oh, hey? It's not actual Baileys, it's just like a coffee liqueur.
You still drinking that?
Looks delicious.
Yeah.
I'm surprised it's not fucking cheese.
No,
it's alright.
I need a beverage.
Do you want to try some of this?
What's that?
This, my friend, is Swedish festive drink.
Have a smell.
What's it called? What's the name on it? Was it
from IKEA?
It's Swedish festive drink. It's what it's called.
Julmust.
Julmust.
I went to IKEA the other day. IKEA, please pay for
it. Swedish festive drink.
We just switched
on a wall,
please. Cheers, mate.
Aromatised carbonated soft drink.
Yeah.
So it's like
cheap Coke.
No,
and the Pops Coke.
This is Radio Wizard Sleeve.
Smells like WD-40.
That was a sniff. Remember, it's cold.
You found out you have a drink.
It said WD-40 on it.
If robots had ass sweat.
Oh.
Is it aromatic?
It's not bad. Actually, it tastes better than it smells. It's like my dick. Right?
Can I try some?
Yeah.
It's a bit like dandelion and burdock.
Not bad. It's not bad Swedish festive drink.
It's like halfway between...
It's horrible.
It's like, no, it's not. It's like halfway between Dr. Pepper and...
No, leave it open.
Leave it open.
Let the aroma get out. Dr. Pepper. I don't mind. Of all the Swedish festive drinks I've drank, this is the best one. And the worst.
What's it called again?
Drick Jolmost.
Jolmost.
You must.
If you must. That's what it translates as.
Oh, this is the best Halloween episode ever. Drinking mystical spooky drink.
Drinking Christmas root beer.
Alright, we need to get the contestant.
It's alright, that.
It's all fun. Yeah, it's not bad.
Yeah,
no. Right, so we're going to do a quiz now.
Yeah.
Have you got a scrap of paper?
I think I have one.
Do you have some
what about your Aldi thing?
That's
got
the actual quiz,
isn't
it?
No. There's some here, what's this?
It's underneath the mics.
The editing notes.
It's important that it's got a question mark on it.
Basically. You know. You just give me a weird pencil. He made it himself. Right, so we've got a prize, and three lucky listeners are going to get a chance to win this prize. So I'm going to assign you each.
We use the term lucky very loosely.
Get lucky. So yeah, I'm going to assign a lucky listener to one of you guys.
Okay.
So you're like fighting for them.
Okay.
Right.
So I'm going to ask a series of questions. And you each give me, and then I'll write down the score.
Okay.
There's also a bonus question if it's a tie.
Okay.
And if it's
what
a tie,
do you ask us individually?
No, it's just like I'll ask a question, you each give me an answer,
right?
And I'll write it down. So yes, basically like a yes or no answer.
Right.
Who are we all representing?
Right. Okay. So I asked people to share this post. I think two people did. Three, four including me.
I shared it. I can't win the fucking thing. I'm really annoyed.
I'll represent you.
The prize.
Lou, you represent John.
I know answers though.
Hey?
I'll
represent John then.
I think I know
John
answers.
Can represent
you. You represented me as well.
Yeah.
I'll represent you. You represent him. And then you represent
Kelvin.
I didn't share it. I'm out of the game.
I think all the abuse Kelvin gets, he should at least get.
He should win it. He should win the fucker.
Right. Well, he wins too fucking much, Jim. Can fuck off.
Right, you're out, Ouch. Kel. Kel with a K. Right, we've got to pick someone.
Couldn't Luke comment on it as well?
Yeah, little Luke.
Who's that? Luke.
Roberts.
Luke Roberts. Who's that? Do I know Luke Roberts?
Probably. Matt Baxendale. I know him.
I don't know him. I think I met him.
I think there were four people.
Kaz went to school with him.
It didn't have to be like each of them.
Luke.
No, I didn't.
Huh? He's younger than him. No, Kaz. Oh, Kaz. I thought you said
that. No. Right, you can be Cal. I mean, Luke Roberts.
Right.
You can be Cal Bibby. There's no one else, really.
You can have
Walters, even though he's not listening, even though he didn't share it, because he's a fucking cock. He's a fat, sweaty cock. If you're listening, brother, I love you. There it is. I'm looking for that Swedish festive drink.
It's horrible.
Stop drinking it.
If you must.
Fucking hell, put that mail is down. Right, you ready for Lou's spooky quiz? It's time for truth or scare. I'll put some good sound effects over that later. Yeah. It'll be dope.
Mega reverb.
Yeah, I'll get some Vincent Price laughing. Like, Vincent Price. Right.
Dr. Pepper. Can I just point out, Carl's not actually shit at this. Matt Baxendale has, so I'm going to represent Matt instead.
Well, there you go, Carl. We get fucked over yet again.
I thought Carl Bibby did share it.
No, he's just commented.
Does that not count?
Apparently it does, but I don't really care.
But he's had...
Matt's
I can represent Carl Bibby if he's had,
yeah, there you go.
But there we go.
Carl Walters, he's not even seen it. At least Carl Bibby's
seen it. All right, okay. Yeah. Do it that way, then. Just put Walters out.
So it's Carl Bibby.
Oh, sorry.
No, but
Hang on. The coffining wanted to get involved.
But only if you needed four people. If you need four people, I'll go back to sitting here and coffee.
Just put Walters off. I'll just give him a Snickers next time I see him.
Is that a euphemism?
Yeah, he's giving
him a
nutty treat. Give him a nutty treat.
Oh, God. I hope you aren't lactose intolerant, Walters. I had a lot of cheese today. Right. So this is like based on horror movies.
Right.
Okay.
And I'm gonna ask you, they're all facts. Or are they? About horror movies.
Like a true and false.
Yeah. Truth or scare. Instead of duh. But that doesn't really work.
Yeah, because
true or false.
It gives us a fact and we have to tell him whether it's real.
Scare or hours with dare, which would suggest some kind of dare was involved.
Well, we can do dares if you want.
No.
Whoever loses
has to do a dare.
I said, what?
Don't know.
Balls. Give me a back rub.
Balls on chin.
All the balls. Yeah. On me ball.
It'd be like a beard of balls.
ball beard. Whoever loses has to do a ball beard. We're just inventing something for the frat boys. Ball beard.
Put your paddles down. It's fucking stupid, that, isn't it, in America?
What?
The fucking, paddling thing.
Yeah.
What's the paddling
thing? Like in Dazed and Confused where they go in twice.
Oh, my God, yeah.
You still do that?
I'd imagine. Well, they probably do something similar. And you play throw a rifle on them.
When I was at university, we used to have like our
ooh, look at you.
Fuck.
Yes.
Yes. Ding.
I knew I'd get it.
Our campus was kind of split into two. There was like the people who did all the art subjects, and then the people who did all the sports subjects. Yeah. So there was like, it was a proper like high school kind of scenario. We had all the jocks. We used to call them jocks.
Did you have a beret?
I didn't have a beret at the time, though.
Licking his fingers. Constantly.
Strip from the fridge, mate.
He's with my mum.
And the rugby team used to have all these weird traditions, like drinking games. They used to do like retarded drinking games, you know. Where they'd have to...
Dave!
What?
Can't say retarded.
Why not?
Get some retest.
It's been reclaimed now by just.
They brought it back
by the norms.
Quite spastic, you know. You don't call.
Oh, God.
You don't call someone with, you know.
terrible
palsy. They're not called spastics anymore because the word spastic became a playground slur. So they're not. So the spastics, they took that word away from those people because
that
it became
is not our word.
Because it became too associated with what it actually became. Mm. So it was like the complete reappropriation of a word, and now spastic is just like what you call someone who's a bit foolish. Mm. Anyway, I forgot what I was saying.
Or a hawk.
Oh yeah,
or a hawk.
They used to have these games where they used to like drink. They used to like down a pint, and then they used to do push-ups and stuff like that, and with like the pants down and stuff. And then they had this thing where they were making themselves sick into the bins in the student union bar, and it got to a point where the whole student union just smelled the sick, and they had to be told to stop it.
not just crow.
Eh?
Not just crow.
Well, yeah, that's like a piss.
Be looking.
Scores. What do you score? Be more worried about looking at the answers.
I didn't write down the answers, you see.
Well,
I memorised them.
It's a proper quiz.
Go on, mate. It is, yeah.
Right, so have you got a theme tune for this, or are we just going for it?
I'll put one in.
Oh.
It'll just be like a quick jingle.
All right.
Spooky quiz. There you go. That's really thrash
just
metal.
Just the loose news thing, but with da-da-da-da-da, spooky quiz.
I'm not some hack.
Spooky quiz.
It's back. Can you say that?
No. Right.
So who are you representing, John?
Luke.
Okay. That's who you represent.
I'm representing Matt Baxendale.
Matt Baxendale. And Stephen is representing Carl. Our favourite listener, Carl Bibby.
I don't even know what he listens anymore.
It's just because he got my favourite surname, Bibby.
It's like saying it.
No one should have that surname.
It's so pleasing to say the word Bibby.
Yeah.
Bibby.
Alright, before we get on to
it, it's like drinking milk from a wine glass. It's just satisfying. It's just there's something pleasing about it.
Bibby.
From a wine glass, Bibby.
Are we cocking on anyway? Because we're getting completely off track now.
I could have a glass of baby. Right.
A cool glass of baby.
Hey, one cool, fresh glass of baby. Diet baby.
Milky baby.
Do you want a lime in that?
Sorry, Carl, if you're listening. We're not taking a piss with this.
We're just mocking you. Mocking you, then.
He has met me. It's fine.
That's it. We've got a...
We've got an envoy.
Yeah.
An emissary. Wizard's League emissary.
I tell you, next time Daz is playing dice with that guy, he's going to be trying to win.
Who, Carl? Oh, he's fucking horrible for it, yeah. That's why I won't represent it.
All right.
I'm sick of him winning.
I do not represent this man.
So we don't want Steve to win. Right, okay.
I won't win.
First question. Truth or false? Chocolate sauce was used as the blood in Night of the Living Dead and Psycho.
True.
I know it's used in Psycho. Yeah, I'll say true.
I'm saying true.
Don't be looking.
All right.
That's why it's on my knees.
I think.
I mean, my desk.
Say exactly the same answer and then just go to the tie break. And say all the same answer, see what happens.
Well, then I'll just keep the t-shirt.
Question. Well, implode on itself.
No, don't do that, man. Question 2. Human Centipede was based on a Danish short where a counsellor fantasised about eating his patient's feces. True or false?
Now, to be fair, I want to say it's the Dane, so it could be true.
I'm going to say false on that. I'm not entirely sure, but it sounds like something that you might have thought of.
Exactly. Did I?
The film, something he could have thought of.
Thanks.
You're very freakily obsessed.
Freakophiliac.
Lewis is more really obsessed.
Yeah. Phallic. Yeah,
it's cocks and shit, actually. Yeah.
Cocks and shit.
Yeah. Anyway.
Human
I'm going to go with true, because I don't trust the Danes. We ain't got any Danish listeners, it's fine.
Not anymore, fucking hell.
I'll just tell them all off. A contract.
Is Kelby me Danish?
I don't know. Does he like no, Danish? He's from Charlie.
Would make him know.
I'm going to say true as well.
Alright. Question 3. This is a Hellraiser question. Doug Bradley was ignored in the post-production party for being hard to work with.
Who's Doug Bradley?
He Kenneth. Played.
Oh, he was. He was ignored. Did he turn up to the rap party dressed?
I'm going
to
say
false.
People ignoring.
Him.
I don't think he'd go in like prosthetics.
Not, I'm right. Not going into this because it's supposed to be. I'm saying false.
Oh yeah, we're not supposed to discuss it, are we? I can't confer.
He was ignored because not confirmed. A dick. He was ignored at the party, or he wasn't invited to the party.
Like the
he was at the party.
People ignored.
Of course, he got invited. He's fucking
Pinhead.
Pinhead.
All right.
Never comes across like that.
They ignored him because what?
He was hard to work with.
As in what? He was just a prick, or
yeah,
he was terrifying.
Bit of a bit of a rumman.
Bit of a C-3PO.
Yeah.
Right.
True.
What do you say?
False.
Stick right. That tongue out as you're writing your answers down.
I'm pretending it's a cock. Question 4. Psycho was the first movie to show a toilet flushing.
True.
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 What question is that?
It was also the first film that had set start times.
This is my moment.
You had to turn up before the film started.
Right. Last question before 5, folks.
Before that, you could just turn up whenever you wanted. You watched the film from the middle to the end and then stay there.
And watch just it watch it again.
And watch it to where you came in.
Because it just rolled on. Yeah.
Good trivia.
That is good trivia.
Yeah, that's question 6. Yeah. Question 5. The Texas Chainsaw Massacre, the original, was originally called Head Cheese.
True.
Yeah, I'm going with true.
That's so daft, it's gotta be true.
You're all very tense during this quiz.
Yes, I'm on the edge of my seat.
Ah, man, you're right. The movie Final Destination is based on a rejected Twilight Zone episode. True or false?
The film what?
Final Destination.
Yes, I can see that.
Yeah, because it is a bit of a drawn out.
Although, because I can see that, I think it's something that you could easily make up.
No, but the thing is with Final Destination is it's a simple idea just drawn out, isn't it? So it could be true. We're comparing.
Could be true.
We shouldn't be comparing.
I'm going to say false, though.
Daz?
I'm going to go with true.
Daz, look at IMDb.
Oh, put that down.
False. I'm going with false.
Just checking his fucking emails. All right.
What did I have, sir?
Thanks for your answers.
Oh, okay. All
right. Audrey Hepburn. Wait. 1, 2, 3. Yeah. Question 6. Whatever. Audrey Hepburn was originally cast to play the mum in The Exorcist, but she'd only do it if they could film in Rome.
True.
I'm going to say false.
False.
I'm just drawing dicks.
Okay.
Question 8 or 7. The killer.
One case, and he's just spot on.
Just had Bob one case. The killer's robe in Scream, the Wes Craven movie, was originally white, but they changed it to black because it looked too much like a KKK hood.
False.
I'm going to say true.
Oh, I'm going with false. Seems either completely, because pretty much you've picked near enough every
opposite
to us. So Carl Bibby's either absolutely run away with his prize.
I fucked it.
Apparently they did the same thing, you know, in the G.I. Joe movie, the first one.
What?
G.I. Joe.
Yes.
Clan, isn't it?
Cobra Commander in that, in the comics. Apart from the silver faceplate that he has, he wears like a blue hood.
Yeah.
And they were going to have him in a hood for that, but they did the same thing. They didn't have it in because they thought it
would... He looked like a Grandmaster or whatever.
He looked like a fucking Grand Wizard of the KKK.
The blue KKK.
Well, they were.
Who said that then? Who said Aaron. What? What did you say?
I said false.
I said true.
Question seven.
I said false.
I said Smurfs.
You gotta get me some more of his pot.
Do you like it?
No.
He's got some iced tea flowing about, flavoured with birch.
Let's have that next.
Yeah.
Go to the Isle of Man for that.
Warm as shit as well.
Is it?
Yeah.
Are you sat on it?
Yeah. Last question, because I went through them pretty fucking quick.
Slow it down a bit.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yeah.
The greatest horror movie ever.
Okay.
Was one of the last movies to come out on Laserdisc.
It's a fucking speech.
True or false?
True.
Oh, yeah, I'd say true for that. That sounds ridiculous enough to be true.
I'll go with true because you're obsessed with fucking Laserdisc for some reason. I want a Laserdisc player.
What Christopher Walken thought when he got the script for Sleepy Hollow?
Mad for it.
Because all he does is go,
ah! I loved it. I bet it's
like,
which is the role for me.
Yeah.
Spike
your
teeth and just
go,
nah.
Just want you to shout. That's all
that
you're doing.
I'm just that here. Talk amongst yourselves. I'm just going to sort with the answers.
Da-da.
All of that, did you just keep lifting up one buttock and farting at me and Wolf?
No.
I'll go through the questions again and tell you the answer.
Yeah,
that's a proper question.
Because I've got really confused with what I was writing.
All right. So we don't know whether the scores
I was writing.
Are the scores right?
I think I've got them wrong because I'm pretty sure I was writing them in the wrong columns.
All right. Well, let's have a see because I think I can remember what I said.
You tell us the answer and we'll tell you what we said.
Yeah. Girl, baby's getting nope. Hurry up, Steve.
What's the crack? Has Bibby won?
Well, I got a bit confused when I was writing my answers and started writing them in the wrong columns.
You fucking
so shit. I'm going to go through the answers and just give you the answers and you tell me. Just be honest.
What I fucking said.
Of course you can, Bibby. It was like, there's like 9 questions.
Well, basically, whatever we say, you say the opposite.
Yeah.
Apart from the last one when we all said true.
Right, so question one was, chocolate sauce was used as blood in those Night of the Living Dead and Psycho, and you all said true.
Yes.
And it was true. Yes. So, congratulations, you guys.
One apiece.
Right. I'll write a new one.
Do you want me to write these down?
It's
alright.
I'll do it.
Yeah, you do it. You're J.
Yeah.
S-D.
Right. Got it.
Gonna crack that code.
And question two was, Human Centipede was based on a Danish short where a counsellor fantasised about eating his patient's shit.
I said false for that.
I think I said false.
I said true because I don't trust the Danes. Again.
For some reason I've written Ste on that. So I think you were the only one that got it right.
No. Hang on, so John also got it right.
I think John said it was true.
No, he said it was wrong.
What did you say?
Originally, I think, because I only wrote Ste on that. I wrote
you said
right.
True and we said false.
I said false.
I must have said true as well.
Because you said it was something.
Yeah, I did say true.
Because you were like, yeah. It sounds like something Lewis has made up. And guess what? I did make it up.
Looking clever, though.
It's not based on poo.
Telling you, it's going all Carl's way.
I threw it you know, when I wrote...
Was it based on something that actually happened?
It might be. I hope it's not actually based on the Kempslow that's Danish and fantasised that.
Originally, thinking about it, wasn't it just something that turned up on the internet when people were talking about what should happen to paedophiles in jail?
All right.
And they just basically...
It was like an idea for the worst possible thing.
And then they just ripped it off the internet and made a film with it.
Right.
So why fucking I said true, I don't know. I just hate the Danes.
Oh, God.
Peter Schmeichel's going to become fucking railing for you.
Bloody Vikings.
Oh, God. Dear.
Coming he over here, right, raping our women.
I'll do scores on the doors after right.
The other question was, Doug. What happened there? Do I need to cut some out?
Just accused the Danes of raping our women.
They did. The Vikings.
A long time ago.
All right. Well, it's all right.
Fucking hell.
It's true. Years ago.
History.
It's well, true. Not
even. Our women, just the women of the past.
Yeah, I suppose I know. I've never been raped by a Dane.
But it could, but it could explain by why, like, most of the UK population has Scandinavian blood.
Hmm? And why we're drinking... must.
Why we're drinking, if you must.
Right. The Hellraiser question. Doug Bradley was ignored in post-production party for being hard to work with.
I said false, I think.
I said false. You said true.
Yes, he said true, yeah.
Did I?
Oh, wait, no, he says...
I said false.
Doesn't stay here. Agreed, whatever you did.
Right, well, I said false, because I've heard Doug Bradley's a really nice chap. from everything I've read, because I like the Hellraiser films, I like Clive Barker stuff. Doug Bradley is supposed to be a really nice chap.
Into the other scores, we get them all right.
Fucking hell. This is a shambles.
Honestly, it's going exactly how I planned.
Right, so
I foresee this. It's bollocks. No one recognised him because they only saw him in his...
Oh, right, so it's a different kind of ignorance.
So did they ignore him?
They did ignore him.
But not for that reason.
But not for that reason, yeah.
So it is false?
Yeah, it is false, yeah.
Oh. I said false, I'm sure I did. Because I thought they ignored him because he was terrifying.
Right, whatever.
I can't believe you all laughed just because I said from everything I've read.
I got that right. What did you say? False.
I said false.
You got it right.
Psycho was the first movie to show a bug flushing. You all got that right. Texas Chainsaw Massacre was originally called Head Cheese. You all said true. Yeah. And it is. It was called Head. Yeah.
Daft enough to be true.
The coughing or Kerry has just pointed out. We're all trying to remember what we've said, and we do have a record.
Oh, I know that, but I have to stop then.
No, we can't do that.
This is just more comical. If anyone...
I'm running out of space on
the people who we're representing here, if you have technically won, and you're listening to this, and you haven't won, get in touch, and nothing will happen.
That's it.
Send a postcard.
It's diabolical plan for get listeners to contact us. That's what it is.
Get involved.
Tell your friends.
Anyway, where are we up to now?
I think John and Steve said it was true that the Final Destination was a rejected Twilight Zone episode.
No, I think I said false. Did you say true?
I said false.
All right, well, it was Daz that said it was true.
There you go.
It was actually based on an X-Files rejected episode. Oh.
So makes more sense.
You got what?
So you two got one. Right. No, I didn't.
Okay.
That's where it got confusing.
I'm running out of room.
Stop doing some massive big... Right.
I know, I forgot there's nine
questions. Audrey Hepburn, Exorcist, Rome.
Yeah, I said false, you said true.
I said true. You said false.
False, you did, yeah.
It is false. I mean, sorry, no, it's true.
Oh. I'm
what did you say, true?
No, I said false.
I said true.
Right.
Yeah, John and Steve. The killer robe in Scream was originally white.
Yeah.
I said false, I think.
It's true.
It's true. I said true.
What did you say?
No, I said false. So I said false.
But yeah,
I said
did.
False. That's what Steam the lead then.
And the last question, Sleepy Hollow, Laserdisc.
I said true. We all did, didn't we?
Yeah, we all said true.
Yeah,
for
yeah
that.
You all said true.
True?
Yeah.
Of course it's true. It's a Laserdisc fact.
Oh no.
Yeah.
It has, isn't it?
It does! I'm not giving it in.
Right, scores. I've scored 6.
For who?
For Luke, sorry, mate.
I've scored 5.
Daz has scored... No, you've scored 6 as well, mate. And Steve's steamed it with 8.
Beautiful.
That's...
Bibi!
We can still just not give it in.
No, I would. I'd like to see him in that. I'd
yeah,
like to see
won.
Him.
Congratulations,
send us a picture of him with it with his prize.
Yeah.
Oh, but I've got to give it to him.
I'll send it him at post.
Yeah.
So if you want your prize, Carl, get in touch.
Send yourself a stamped address envelope.
Yeah, but I only have a look to have a return package, so I don't have a paper postage. That was fun, wasn't it?
I enjoyed that. We should do that again.
No, the bonus question was...
Was this the tiebreaker question?
Oh, yeah. What was Scream's original name?
Oh...
Horror movie.
What happened to the Texas Chainsaw Massacre question?
You're doing it right.
Head cheese.
Yeah, head cheese was.
Did good. I just blank out then?
I think
yeah,
so.
I think you were checking your emails.
Because I'm
is it
not
something
bothered.
Scary movies?
Scary movie, yeah.
Yeah.
What was it called, Scary Movie? Mm.
Halloween!
Boss!
Underwater. Right, so on to the topic du jour. As most of you don't know, we went on a ghost walk on Friday. What day was that? Was that the 16th?
Mm, yeah, it was Friday. Yeah, 16th.
The date was the 16th.
Yeah, we went to Tockles.
Eventually.
Just to explain what's up there.
Right, we went to... There's Hollinshead Ruins. It used to be a farm and a barn and...
A hall.
And a hall, yeah, and there's also a well there. And we basically, there's stories of ghostly figures, shadow figures, and voices being heard. It's not the most haunted place I found, but it's one of the few places we could actually get in.
At midnight.
At midnight, for yeah, for free.
Lawfully.
Lawfully, yeah. So, yeah, off we went. Most of us met here on Friday night about, what were it?
10 o'clock,
yeah.
10 o'clock, half 10.
Something like that, and then we trundled off in Excalibur, which was exciting.
It was.
Oh, God, on the way.
Well, before we get into it,
no, okay.
Daz recorded basically like log notes like Captain Kirk. Except not as cool. And what are we gonna do?
Oh, yeah. Asked about
really
that.
Defended.
What? Because I'm not as cool as Kirk.
It's more like what?
Hell.
No
of course I'm not.
No one's as cool as Kirk.
Jesus Christ.
So what we're
even
gonna
to
do?
Even to mention the same sentence is enough.
All right, you put your dick away. What we're gonna do is listen to Daz's logs and eat one by one, and we'll talk about it.
Right. Does this involve us going to the toilet with him?
No, no. When he comes back. Not them logs.
Oh, right.
No, I want this to be a professional podcast, and all we do is talk about shit and dicks.
That's all you talk about.
All right. Well, maybe I should leave.
Yeah, maybe you should.
Maybe I should.
Oh, fucking hellfire.
You, David, don't be like that. I'm hungry, I want some bibby back ribs.
oh, Jesus Christ. Anyway, back to the logs, come on.
Remember when you used to be a bibby? Alright. Does he still listen?
If he does, he's
fault
going
knows.
For punishment.
Well, that's his own fault. For everything then. So yeah, we're going to listen to Daz's logs one by one and talk through them.
Because they're only like 34.
It's alright, you don't have to do it, like.
You have to do them all.
Am I getting them out?
What?
What? Getting them out. The logs.
I was just going to put it to the camera. To the camera.
To the camera. There's something going on here that
to
I've
the listening
missed.
Camera.
Right, so, I've got them up here now. Right, this is the 16th of the 10th, 2015, at 9 minutes past 10.
This is the journey there. This is. Well, here we go.
So here we are in Excalibur. Is it the 16th?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, 16th of October 2015, just for anyone in the future who's listening. And just in case we're dead. This is going out to you, police.
This is Exhibit 1.
Or as they're now known, Sting. we're in Excalibur on our way to Hollinshead. Hall, yeah. Some ruins. Tockles for a bit of a ghost hunt. Now, we've not got John with us. We're on our way to pick him up. Or him follow us or whatever. Because, well, it's Wolf. But as far as I've been able to make out, where we're going, the only building that's still standing is actually the well house, which you saw the pictures of.
Is that the one with the lion's head in it?
Yeah. And no one's actually sure where that's from, sort of thing.
Right.
Apparently the water from that well is supposed to be able to cure blindness.
Right. I think it's more likely to make you blind.
Well, if you look at the actual pool of water next to the well house, yeah, it's not over the pleasant anyway.
It's just rusty water, isn't it? Just carry on, mate. Like, all the way. Just follow straight on.
And as you can probably hear, listeners, we're, as usual, we have no idea what's going on. we're on our way, and, there's been shadow figures, and... a guy apparently saw six ghosts before dawn.
Is that with the death figures?
Alright, if you can't hear what's going on, Lewis is asking about the death pit.
Screaming tonight, that's summer.
Yeah, it's a good job. No, anyway, horse is screaming, thank Christ.
Yeah, so shadow figures and folk have heard voices, that's what we've heard. So, it was either this or climb up Pendle Hill, which I'm not doing on a Friday night, because it's a fucking big hill. Alright, listeners, we shall
check in later,
fingers crossed, if we're not dead, yes.
So, the ride up there was interesting because we picked John up from work and then I jumped in the car with you and then we followed Lewis up in Excalibur.
All over the fucking shop.
It was all over the fucking place.
Adventure time update, listeners. We're now looking for...
Just a barrier across the other car park. We're now
looking for somewhere to park. We've just come past...
jumping ahead there, listeners. Too far. Where's my fever dream?
What was confusing? Hold on a minute.
Sorry, listener. Sorry, Steve. I just got into jet. This is basically when you two were following us.
Yeah.
This is what me and Kerry with Lewis driving. I think was this dark? No, it was just going over. Listen.
We are now nearly at Tockles. We're going over the top. It's got pitch black dark.
Well,
the view's lovely. Kind of feels like a bit of a fucking fever dream. That's somebody's drive, Lewis.
Oh, yeah.
That's somebody's drive. Round the corner. Jesus fucking Christ, listeners.
No, cracked into him three times.
Travel from Bolton through Darwin. Well, up to Bolton Cross, through Darwin for some reason. And now we're on Bog High Road, heading to Tockholes.
Bog High Road.
And then to Hollinshead. Whatchamacallit. We still have John and Steve behind us, sort of, I think. Yep. And it's been a very exciting drive. More to come.
So, yeah.
It was a fucking exciting
basically.
Lewis kept indicating.
And stopping.
He kept indicating and stopping in the middle of the road, and then like stopping and like, and then you crossed into the right-hand lane for a minute, like literally just like crossed lanes, and then like
jump stop,
and then
I thought he was turning.
I thought he was turning because he indicated, and then he moved, and then he just swung back into the left-hand lane again, And then you nearly turned into a car park that had a load of doggers in it. And you were more surprised that we hadn't seen the people outside the cars, but we were more worried about your car
crashing your back end,
your fucking ass.
I'd love to take full responsibility, but...
No, I can understand because you were leading the way, so it must have been confusing.
We just got past a parking area, went to pull into it, and it's basically just full of fucking doggers. Lots and lots of doggers. So we've decided to...
Although we did carry on travelling, we ended up in Abbey Village, didn't we, on a pub car park. Yeah. One of my highlights of the night was there were two highlights on that car park. One was Lou pissing in his car.
It's in my car. God's sake.
Who's done it?
And the other one was John's suggestion for what we should do next.
Which was, really? Let's just park up in the dogger's car park and tell them we're not into this. And they'll let us go past.
They would.
Well, we're just one. No
faith in human beings, have you?
No, not when we stand in a car park.
You watch too many horror films.
Go up to 11 having sex with each other.
Yeah, and there's four lads and a woman wandering off into the... We've
got fucking torches on our foreheads. They're going to be like, who are these dicks?
If they turn up with torches, they'd be all scattered into the woods like cockroaches.
Well... I think it would have been fine. But anyway, we found...
It turned out fine, anyway.
Exactly. We found another way into the woods. Just parked up.
What?
It's just a toilet.
Fucking hell, my new living.
Fucking hell.
Turned to Lewis. Not even got there yet.
Going flashback.
But yeah, we set off down this path and then we hit a crossroads, didn't we?
Yeah.
And went left. And it was like a path through some trees, left and a right turn. When it went left, had a bit of a wander. At this point, Lewis wasn't really enjoying himself. He was starting to get a bit...
The fear was creeping.
And I was going, because you're in the woods, it's dark.
We'll listen to that.
What time was...
All right, well, listeners, we're on our way.
Pot
I won't get an update off people, but as usual, everyone's fucking off because no one realises.
That's just me grumbling, listeners. Yeah, nothing new, though.
Right, so. How are you doing there,
Logan? Hold it a bit.
I'm pretty. I don't like forests. I'm pretty apprehensive.
Just turn your headlight off a minute.
Yeah, turn on the lights off. Let's see what it's like with nothing on.
Turn back on with someone else, did you?
Oh, one of us is gone.
Just Al. Just stood there.
Al! We're a bit of crossroads.
Lou's dithering.
That way. Oh, at least we know where we're going.
I've
realised that I should have worn extra socks. But other than that, I'm fine.
Steve's drinking. Brought some Italian cigarettes and some Carlsberg by the looks of things.
I'm in Flavour Country.
John brought a pair of lollies and a waterproof, so we're doing well.
Yeah. We look kitted out. We don't look like dogs. We could eat. 2 years ago, I had to come out in shorts.
Yeah, I know, when you forgot there was night at some point. Anyway, there you go, folks. More to come, hopefully. Anyway.
Which point was that?
That was when we were wandering around.
That was 23. 25 minutes past 11. The next update was at 10 to 12.
Okay.
And we spent about, half an hour wandering around?
Yeah, 20 minutes or so. Let's have a listen. See what's happening.
What's happening?
Here we go. Well, folks, we have arrived. Steve's filming this, so.
There's a spider there.
There is a cheeky bastard.
Look at that.
Anyway, we've literally, the ruins are just over this river. Remember, guys, running water, vampires can't cross it. Now, they might go round, but...
Oh, yeah, there's no running water on the other side. Sorry if I'm blinding anyone.
But why would we fucking want to do that?
Just asking. I don't know the rules.
Anyway, well, apparently.
Right, well, let's head in. I'm still filming.
So we're going to head in now. Steve's going to film. I might as well keep this thing running for the moment.
No, I'm just going to start filming.
And, right, we're about, I don't know, 20, 30 foot away. Can you see that, guys?
Oh, yeah.
That's where we're going.
Yeah, we're going towards those woods, but watch out, because the dolphin
are there. Yeah, so be careful.
Stop,
are you all right there, Luke?
Just a quick question, Luke. How was you feeling at this point?
I want to let the listeners know that I was shitting my pants.
you didn't look like an happy camper at this point. We hadn't even got to the
fear had just got me. It filled me.
I mean, you seem to get a little better, and then when we were walking to the well house,
as soon as I saw that door, I was like, "Fuck this."
Well, I know that's what
I
you
just,
said.
My mind started racing. I was just like, "Oh, what could be in there? Could be robbers."
Robbers in stripy costumes.
But what we found,
swag bags.
We did
for the loot.
We did find something in there.
Pull a silver candle.
And it, inside the thing. And this is when. So there was a hawk
inside the
thing.
Well, we saw it, didn't we, in one of the windows on the way up. Which was
a fucking good job, really.
Which was a good job.
Yeah, because if we'd have heard it before we saw it, we'd have shit our pants.
Yeah, we would.
But yeah,
Luz might have died.
I think I'd have shit.
You did.
I would have done.
And then
that was like the first thing that scared me.
What, the bird?
Yeah, because.
And then I asked. And then I asked.
The eyes.
Oh, we'll get to that.
And then I asked Lou how he was feeling. So at this point, Lou was saying that he'd rather go home. He wants to go home.
He'd rather have been at work.
Yeah, I was freaking out.
Yeah, we know.
I wasn't enjoying it.
And but the thing is, at this point, we hadn't actually heard or seen anything. We'd done some like silent recordings.
Yeah.
But nothing.
The well house is like it's got like three windows with bars on it and like a wooden door with like the.
It used to be able to go in it, but people were vandalising the inside of it, so that's why they've locked it all up.
But you can see inside, can't you?
They're drawing giant cocks in it, so.
Well,
Lou would have been right at home if he would have got in, you know, and that would have been going down.
Yeah, so while we were there, we did some recording, like Steve says. We did some, like.
Shout outs.
Yeah, talking to the spirits.
Unless some
whatever
paper,
might be there.
Some objects.
Oh, yeah, we did that as well.
Yeah.
Nothing moved.
And we looked at the hawk for a bit, flying about.
I was worried for the hawk. I thought he'd hurt himself. But clearly not.
Can you chance you can get a bit close to that mic, Steve?
This close. Is that okay?
I think because it's directional, it's
just
not
on
picking
your chest,
up
yeah.
your dirty chest.
Anyway, you shit on it.
The old Cleveland steamer. Anyone does that to her? Or is it vice
you can hold it if you want, Steve, that mic. You can. Like a Bobby Narin.
Bobby Darren.
I mean, I'm just trying to find the bit where the.
Yeah, baby. Eyes. Thanks for the patience, listeners. Steve has to respond.
Yeah, it's professional as Daz.
Well, we were looking at this hawk flying about, and then this was the most exciting bit in the night.
Yeah, so we were trying to do a bit of silent recording.
We did a bit of silent recording. We were just about to play it back, and then you were looking at the hawk, and it came out of the window, and then flew at us.
Yeah, attacked us.
Scared the shit out of me. You can hear me.
And you kind of yelp.
Yeah.
I
think he's doing a Blair Witch, isn't he, Dad?
A bird's out.
Yeah, that was
yeah, so this
so that was that, that
considerably
was,
that large bird. Again, just
play it again. That was the this is the moment when the bird flies out.
Like that. Yeah. He's doing a Blair Witch, isn't he? He's dead.
The bird's out.
So anyway, we all shit ourselves slightly at that.
Oh, my nerves are already fucking shot.
Fucking shit. And so then after that we put the paper with the trigger objects on the coins on the paper with circles drawn around them in the hope that something had moved them. And then we left that, and then we went to another bit of the ruin where John and Daz investigated one of those.
Oh yeah, before that though we were basically just stood there, and then there were eyes and
Lou spotted eyes in the darkness.
Yeah, we stood on a wall.
Was not good.
And I think that was the peak for you, wasn't it? That was the kind of, because I think you saw it, you were just like, it's not for me this.
Yeah, I was stood on a wall shining my torch down, and there's like a tree, and there's like a gap at the bottom of the tree, and just darkness behind it. And there's these two fucking reflecting
green
eyes.
Green eyes, yeah.
I mean, obviously, you know, I was telling people at work, and they went, it was probably a fox. I'm like, I know it was probably a fucking fox.
This is quite startling, though.
I'm already like in a world of terror, and then I see these eyes glaring back at me, and they weren't just like looking at whatever. They like turned a little bit, like.
Yeah, and it was there for a while, wasn't it? Because we all saw it, and then we went down to see what it was, and it obviously fucked off because it saw humans coming towards it.
I wasn't in my brain at that point. I remember like walking there thinking I shouldn't be walking down here, like, what am I doing? Should be home with a hot chocolate watching some Sabrina.
I didn't know you were a 13-year-old girl.
Well, like, you don't know about me.
That's why I tanned in his vagina when we were there.
Anyway, yeah, so then we tried to, well, I suggested we all sit on the walls of the ruins and turn our lights off and sit in complete darkness. But Lewis was having none of that.
He did look like he had St. Vitus dancing, just could not stay still at all.
So,
hold that mic.
Hold the hell of it, Tony.
Hello. Okay, am I coming through, Lewis?
Talking to it.
Hello. Hello. Is it even on?
That's better. Yeah, it's on.
So I've got to hold it half an inch from my mouth.
Not that fucking close.
For it to work.
You're speaking like shit now.
Is that okay? How's that?
Bit closer.
How's that? This is the microphone, by the way, listeners, not Lewis's penis. Is this close enough?
That's perfect.
Right, okay, I'll hold it here then.
It's like you were audible, but that's better. Perfect.
Is that perfect?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
It's also hilarious.
Sorry.
Anyway.
An evening with Steve.
You're like, you're doing a presentation. This is sex education.
So then we did that, and Lewis and John walked off.
No, me and Daz went into that cellar area first to see if we could pick anything up on the recorder.
Yeah.
That's being told us to be quiet. Mm. Lewis, no rustling.
But then we decided to go back to the well house. And we turned all the lights, all the torches off, didn't we?
No, on the way to the light out, to the well house, that's when Steve went, stop!
Yeah, well, simultaneously, because I heard what was like, two blokes having a conversation or saying something. It was like two voices quickly saying something to each other.
Yeah.
Suck me dick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody.
Give it brains, Jim.
But yeah, so like, as soon as Steve went, stop, I just went, it's like, no. I was like, are you fucking kidding, Steve?
Well, Kerry,
you fucking kidding.
Voices as well,
I did. We heard voices again after
Yeah. So there was obviously people.
So like three of us heard voices.
Yeah. I didn't.
Yeah.
Well, we're obviously the susceptible to
massive
in the woods. Yeah.
All I heard was blood rushing through my ears.
Fucking mass hysteria. I mean, there was a point when I said to everyone, just stop and turn your lights off. I thought I'd seen something. And he was like, no. No, don't be doing it. Don't be doing it.
Tell you what, though, walking back to the car with you, did you, like, feel relieved that we were heading back?
No, I still felt scared.
I felt more scared walking back just the two of us rather than being in a big group.
Yeah, that was well that done. Was scary.
That's why we said stick together.
Yeah. Like, I was fine. I knew we weren't going to be murdered or anything, but it, I felt more...
I felt more on edge then, yeah.
Yeah.
Like 100 yards
to the car. Oh, to be fair, Louis, you'd already, you sounded like you're hyperventilating and stuff at this point anyway, so, I mean, how long's it going to take you to calm down? We were half expecting you both to have just gone.
We were just left. We thought we're going to get back.
We did say we should just reverse down the road,
yeah.
Park up, and just sit there and see what happens. But we thought you'd just be really mad.
I'd have found it funny.
But no, I just found the place very peaceful.
Yeah, I think what we took away from it was just that it was
we need to go somewhere more
it was kind of peaceful. We need to go somewhere scarier.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I think maybe if we maybe if we scoped it out during the day and got a feel for the surroundings and then went at night.
Yeah.
You'd probably feel a bit more comfortable, maybe. I don't know. I think it'd be easier because you'd know where you were going and.
I know Lou said he'd be more comfortable in. Like a proper controlled environment instead of being outside.
I was frazzled that day anyway. I'd not slept the night before. I was just fucking knackered.
I think
when I don't sleep, my brain goes really negative and I start just feeling shit. So that probably escalated it.
Mm.
I'm not trying to say I wasn't scared. I was scared.
Would you feel better in if you went to where these haunted houses, a guided. You know, it's a controlled thing where it's they say, right, this is the place, right?
And then no one's mooching about in the woods, snake.
No, I think I'd like to do one of them because they have all the gear, don't they? And they do they have they do seances and shit like that, don't they?
Mm. Well, I'm not saying don't do the other one again, but we should try them all.
Yeah. How many people usually go to these organised ones?
Depends which one you go to.
Yeah. Because I wouldn't like to go to one where there's
50 people.
It's not that big. It's somewhere usually between 8 and 16 people.
Yeah.
That's why they're so expensive.
Yeah.
Well, if you look at it that way, they're not mad expensive, but
you get food.
I mean, the Blue Boar in town does sittings on a regular basis. That's supposed to be haunted up the yin yang.
Yeah, there's one. And again, you all know the old.
There's enough fucking ghoulish people in there.
Where you get a 2-course meal and shit. Yeah. So. You're paying £45 and you're getting a meal.
A meal?
Thing, the Pendle Witch one on Halloween.
Hmm. Yeah, was that the one you sent?
£40 and you get a meal and everything. You go and do a vigil up at the pike and then come
and
back down
to the pub
and
later, don't you?
I think it'd be £45 well spent, that.
Yeah, yeah. It sounds like a good evening.
Because if you get tea,
you're out
you spend £20 having your tea anyway.
If you have a night out, you might spend.
And it's all night of a job, isn't it? It's 9 o'clock till early hours of the morning.
Yeah.
You could do, we should maybe.
No, you just turn up for an hour.
We should get a Kickstarter on, all our fans will chip in. It'll be free.
It's a bit better off going on Indiegogo because we actually get the money then, we don't have to actually produce anything.
Well, we would produce it, we'd produce this delightful programme for them to listen to.
Well, there is that.
And if you pledge a certain amount of money, you get a free t shirt.
They can come with us.
It's
£2.50, mate.
They can come with us.
Come with us, spend an evening. That's £10,000.
Remember we were sitting, we got back to Steve's afterwards. Mm. When we all got cars and stuff. And I think Kerry was going, no, yeah, it was dead peaceful. And my head was just spinning, no.
Whirling vortex in your mind.
You still looked a bit antsy when
we were here. But then he put fucking Blair Witch on, did it?
Then I put Blair Witch on.
Oh yeah, I slept like a baby that night. Slept with all lights on.
You looked terrible when you got back because of them allergies.
Oh god, yeah. I mean, you saw the picture. It was fucking horrendous.
I looked fucking abysmal.
You're like you smoked a bowl.
I looked fucking monged out of my head.
Yeah.
Mental. You can't say mong, fucking hell.
Spazzed. Sticked out your head.
What, do they still use mongs?
Eh?
Do they still use the word mong?
No, they don't. That's another word.
Mong.
I'm not even getting into it.
Fuck off, Lou.
So then we got back to mine and I put the Blair Witch Project on. And Lewis was going.
Good way of bringing him down, that.
Oh, it's just what I needed.
We wanted to wanted to enhance the experience.
Did you pick anything up on the recordings? And I take it you didn't.
No.
No.
That's all. Between one where I can hear people rustling because the boat couldn't stand still, and then the other one, which
dancing
didn't last over long.
No.
I think it'd be a matter of actually spending more time doing stuff. So yeah, I couldn't even get the spirit box going because as soon as I mentioned that.
Oh yeah.
No.
More gear, or maybe if we not split up but went into sort of separate groups of two and stuff and did recordings in several different areas at the same time, might be more likely to
possibly pick
some up.
Yeah.
Depends where you're doing it. I mean, the problem I would have had with that where we were is the fact that we'd have probably picked each other's groups up.
Because it's
all quiet and empty. And
yeah, I suppose if you're indoor and you're in a different room, it blocks it out, doesn't it? Yeah. But noise travels for miles, doesn't it, when you're outside?
Yeah. But yeah, I had a fun night. I was quite excited by it. I spent most of the time hanging out of Bruce's window, screaming at folk.
Kept shouting, tacos!
Woo, tacos!
Oh. So if nothing else, we had a nice walk.
Yeah.
Well, Lewis didn't.
Some of us did.
Lewis had a horrific, terrifying.
Yeah, I had a fucking grim night.
I thought that's proper what you wanted,
though. Well, yeah, I did. I think I got most from it.
You did, because you were actually scared.
Yeah. You lot pretending to be fucking tough boys. I'm not scared.
I'll be honest. So I did get scared when I heard the voices because I thought there was. I didn't think it was a ghost.
You think it was trouble?
I thought it was trouble. I thought there were trouble coming.
Yeah.
You know. That was the only thing that I was apprehensive about, was actual people, living humans being there and trying to...
That's what I was most, yeah.
It's not the dead you've got to worry about.
Yeah, but the way you look at it, it's like if there was someone wandering around the woods and they saw like a group of people with torches, so it's clearly people there, they'd stay away, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
They'd be like, that's probably what them voices were, it's like, what's them torches down there? Let's not go down there.
But even then, you said you heard voices, but there were no... other torches. There were no other lights going on.
No, because we turned in off any of the torches when we heard the voices. Didn't
Was it not just the doggers? Because we were pretty close to the road.
That might have been it. It may have been
a couple of them had sort of come closer to that way.
But it may have been travelling. Yeah, the sound may have been travelling because it was that quiet. Yeah.
I mean, it sounded pretty close. It sounded like because we were on that path, and then there was a field kind of next to it, and it sounded like it was just beyond that field.
Yeah. Well, that's where the car park was barricaded off.
Yeah.
I think they were probably.
It was a shafting. To be fair, at that point, we got lost and we ended up at that car park anyway. So we know it wasn't that far to actually walk. And I mean, we all had headlights on and massive torches and everything. So if somebody spotted something going on and they thought, oh, there's some action going on down at the other car park, they'd have wandered down.
That would have been terrifying.
Someone wandering out the woods with the fucking pants down. Yeah. No, thank you.
What's that noise?
I'd rather hear the fucking voices.
Schlup.
So, consensus, the sort of conclusion to that is probably we'll find somewhere that we know we might get an experience and probably controlled environment.
Fewer doggers.
Have you got these organised things, or do they let you record it and all that kind of jive?
I don't know, to be honest with you. I've not looked into it that much. I know they supply equipment and stuff, but you must be able to get your phone in.
Yeah, there'd be nothing.
They're not going to take your phone off.
There'd be nothing stopping you from just putting your phone on record.
No. Yeah, they can't copyright fucking ghosts.
No.
Well, we'll have more gear next year.
Proton packs.
Hopefully a camera. Get some clip-on mics. That'd be good. They're pretty cheap.
Yeah.
You do realise we don't have to wait until Halloween next year.
Yeah, I know, that's what I'm saying. Got ages for sale.
We'll just do it at some point.
Oh, if the fans want to supply any free gear, that'd be lovely.
They might do cheap rates, you know, not in the winter. And get dark till late.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Mm. Well, I don't know. I think you just go.
They must have a non-busy period.
Yeah.
No. You just have a lot. I mean, they go on constantly throughout the year. Mm. And they're pretty much, from what I've seen, the prices are pretty much set. Depending on where you want to go and
how long to the place. I mean, there's a place in
Yorkshire. Doesn't matter who does the actual thing.
The poltergeist house where the house is empty. They just keep it on because supposedly all this activity happens.
Hmm.
Well, the owners allow them access.
Right.
Because of all the activity. And nobody actually lives there because it's supposed to be terrifying to stay there. And you go and you stay the entire night, sort of thing, like a locker.
That sounds awesome. What do you think?
His face does not...
I mean, again, there's the other ones that they do. There's like army.
He'd be the guy who goes in bathroom, pulls his own face off.
You know, watch Grave Encounters last night with the. Have you seen Grave Encounters?
Saw the end bit. Well, I saw a guy.
It's not terrible. It's like it's one of the ghost investigating type things, and they go into an abandoned mental hospital.
No.
And that all goes perfect.
That'd be too creepy.
Shared the abandoned mental hospital that's actually
been converted into apartments.
Luxury flat.
New. You know, people. I mean, they do like kind of they pin this like extreme hauntedness on former mental hospitals. But is it any different to any other place where people have lived in the past?
Yes.
No, I think it's just...
In what way?
Suffering.
Just because they had...
Well, I think, there's a lot of negativity going on.
That's the thing, there's a lot of suffering and a lot of hurt, and if you... That's, in theory, that's one of the theories. I mean, again, I think we've talked about this, but you've got the theory of imprinting on surroundings, and apparently negative activity actually does that a lot more. And you've got the old thing that if somebody dies in a negative way, or they've got unfinished business, or blah, 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 that's what holds them in this dimension sort of thing. So if you have been in an old school mental asylum, I can't imagine it was...
Yeah, I guess like up until like the 1950s, what like a shit existence. Were like...
Yeah, that's exactly the point.
The
and then you get
mental
lumber
institutions
there.
Were just like bins, weren't they, for like...
Yeah. Really fucking rent.
Well, yeah, I mean, the
regular
places
like
Bedlam, you know, in the Victorian
era.
Where Bedlam comes from, because it was named after a mental hospital.
What's the story
of
that
site,
that killer?
House on Haunted Hill. That's a good, that was a mental institution, wasn't it?
That Scooby-Doo episode as well.
But that was like a mental hospital, anyway, where people go missing.
Ghost of mental institutions.
Do they? Is that
no, no. I don't know why I said that.
Used to work there.
I mean, Cropsey?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But again, it was just like a mental hospital left to rot, wasn't it?
Yeah. Again, I don't know what the haunted house in Yorkshire is supposed to be. That's just... And then again, sometimes shit just happens, apparently.
Yeah, it's funny how... Like,
stuff decides move.
I mean, obviously a lot of people die in hospitals, so there's bound to be...
What?
It's true.
Fucking hell.
It's just
I'm never going
to... You can't save them all.
Just a...
Damn it, I'm just trying to save him! What's this NHS all about?
Seriously, right? This,
oh, he's going serious.
Seriously. When my nana, just before my nana died, right, in the 90s, she was in a hospital on a ward. And she was kind of in and out of like delirium and stuff like that, you know, they had her like doped up and all that kind of stuff. So she was like in and out of consciousness. But one time when we visited and she was kind of talking to us, you know, she was awake and stuff. She said that she'd seen one of her, I think it was one of her sisters or one a relative or something come to see her. But that relative had been dead for years.
Right.
And then she said that she saw, and I was there when she said this, that she saw all these soldiers walking down the ward.
Right.
So that was like, when she said that, it was like a proper creepy moment. Because she was like, she saw all these soldiers.
Is it not
a
Salvation Army? They just come in for like.
Selling poppies.
Yeah. Selling poppies, yeah.
Local scout group or something. But it's funny how, like, people who are close to, like, you know, if you believe in it, the afterlife, when people close to that, they seem to be more in touch with. You know, they could perceive that world a bit.
They're like halfway between.
Yeah, and then she died like a few days later. You know.
Have you ever witnessed anything like that you believe?
Well, the place,
or you can't explain.
Well, the place where I work now, the studio that I work in, I'm not going to say where it is, but it's an old mill. It's an old Victorian mill. And our studio is on one like a floor of this place, and all of us who work there have heard or seen something in there, like my boss, who's like, he's not into like ghosts or anything like that at all, and he said he was sat in the office one day and he heard outside the office, he heard someone walking down this like kind of path area that we've got outside the office, to the point where it made him get out of his seat to see who was in the fucking studio, you know, and obviously no one was there. Last week I was sat in the studio, I was completely on my own, and I heard what sounded like footsteps, and I thought they were coming from the floor above, but now the floor above is abandoned, there's no one in there, there's been no one in there for years, and I heard what sounded like footsteps above me, but they were too kind of clear to be, because like when you hear someone walking above, it's like a very dull kind of sound. This was like you could hear the sound clock, of can hear the clock, but you could also hear like the sound of things, you know, like dust and bits of shit like crumbling underneath the feet, like, so I could hear that. But the thing is, it went for about six steps, clear as a bell, and then stopped dead, and then like half a second later I heard like a door swinging shut. Now
all this shit had been nicked.
And now the door swinging shut sounded like it was on my floor. So I jumped out of my seat to see who was there, and obviously no one was there. And it was like, if there was someone on the top floor, the footsteps would have heard them going away, but it just went ksh, 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 and then just stopped. And we're always like seeing, like I get this thing, and I only get it when I'm in at the studio, when I'll see something out the corner of my eye, you know, as if like someone's walked into the room, you know, like when you're like looking at something, like, and someone walks in,
you feel movement,
yeah, someone walks, movement, like someone walks into the room and you look up. I've done that so many times there, where I've seen like, I've felt like someone's walked in, and I've turned around and like obviously there's no one there, so it's quite a creepy place to be on your own. That
maybe we should do something there.
Well, I thought about that. I didn't think about that, but because it is like a,
it's place of work.
Well, it's my place of work, and it's like it's a public. It's like a, you know, there's businesses in there and stuff. It might be a bit, because they've got security guards and stuff. Yeah, so, yeah, like, I wouldn't want us to be fucking tooling about in there and then someone call the police, you know. But it has occurred to me that we could spend the night in there, because that would be creepy. It is creepy, that place. Very creepy.
See if your boss is up for it.
I'll see if your boss is sleep over with us.
He could be a guest.
Yeah, what's he called?
The Skeptic.
What's his first name?
Lee.
Lee the Skeptic.
Lee the Skeptic, yeah.
Lee Skeptic.
Yeah. Wow. Well, he's going to get, the thing is, he's going to get some webcams, some security cameras,
right,
and stick them up so we can actually access them via the internet.
Right.
So we could, you know, I'll watch them periodically and see if there's anything knocking about in the middle of the night.
Mm. Right. Put shit around, so we'll get moved.
It's not one of your cabbage farts, is it?
No, it's not one of my cabbage farts.
What about you, Daz? Have you had any spooky experiences? Now, you've told us about the imaginary friend you had as a kid, haven't you?
I've told you.
You said it on the podcast.
No, you did it on the last year's Halloween podcast.
Ah, fair enough then. To be fair, nothing since, really. It's just, yeah, nothing new.
What about you?
The only thing that genuinely freaked me out was when I lived in Preston with JT, but I don't know whether I've mentioned that.
I don't
on the
think
podcast.
You might have done, but just tell us again. I can't remember if you have or not.
Because we used to have different days off, and on our days off we'd come back to Bolton normally. You know, I'd come back and practice with you lot and what have you, and see everyone, because we're right the way in Preston. So JT had gone back on his days off, so I'd done the lock up and all that as normal, taking the till up to the flat. And do you remember the pub in Preston?
I do,
it was three floors, so you had like the main pub and then a smaller bar, and then you had another staircase up to the flat, didn't you? And it was like a small staircase, wasn't it? And there was like a filing cabinet with all the booze on it, if you remember, halfway upstairs. So I'd gone up into the flat. I didn't have any music on. I had the computer on. I was just cashing up the till and what have you. And then I heard the flat door open.
Yeah.
And there were boxes on the stairs, and I heard the boxes move and crumple because the door had opened. And you know, like you say, when you hear footsteps or you hear a door, when you're used to being in a building,
you know what doors make. Doors make certain noises and stuff, don't you? And it's recognizable sounds. So I heard this door go, and the door used to, like, it was on one of them, like, lever arm things, so it used to swing back slowly. You know. So I heard the door go, and the boxes crumple, and then the door obviously closing didn't make a sound, but then as it gets to just shutting, it kind of shuts quite quickly.
Yeah.
So it shook slowly and then go boom. Yeah. So you'd hear it shut. So I heard that, and I thought, oh, Jay's come home for some reason. Do you know what I mean? I thought he'd come back from Bolton. So I shouted Jay, nothing. So I got up and went to the top of the stairs, and there's nobody there. So I thought, has he come home and just like peeped his head in and then gone back downstairs or gone for a beer or something? So I switches all the lights on. And I put the cameras on the computer.
What time of day was this, by the way?
This is like night time and the pub shut.
Right.
Because I was cashing up. Only during the week, so it was like midnight-ish.
Yeah.
So, puts all the lights on, looks on the cameras, couldn't see anybody. So at this point, I'm like, fuck it. Because I'd heard this noise and it just genuinely freaked me out. So when I were in the pub, we're in the cellar. Toilets everywhere looking.
Were you tooled up at this point? Did you have?
Oh, yeah, I had a fucking tool, yeah.
Yeah, go on.
To be fair, that's why I wouldn't overly bothered even if I had the bird voices, because I had a fucking tool with me on Friday.
But when I got back into the flat, I rang. Who did I ring? I rang my mum, I think. I told her about it.
Cause, somebody in
no, I did, because I was genuinely freaked out. I needed to tell somebody. I mean, like, stuff had happened at the dog. Like, I remember some ice jumping out of a glass on the coffee table in the dog. But that was just kind of funny. And like, nobody gave a shit, do you know what I mean? It was just kind of brushed off.
Yeah.
Whereas, because I was on my own, and it was this noise, and it was just like, somebody moved that door. That door definitely moved, because there was too many. If I'd just heard the door noise, then I might have thought, oh, it's wind or something. But because I heard the boxes go.
It was
and
the sound of someone actually entering the door.
Yeah, that door definitely moved.
And you didn't have a camera on the door?
No, there's nothing in the flat. And because the lights are all off in the pub and stuff, you can't really see anything anyway. But no, that's the only thing that's ever genuinely scared me and genuinely bugged me. Yeah, oh, I smoked a lot of tasty green stuff that night, I tell you.
Did you see the... You mean broccoli, John? Do you mean broccoli? I smoked a lot of broccoli.
Did you see the video from the old man?
Yeah.
Of the bar area?
Oh, of the figure in the background. Is that a hoax or something? Or is it
real? Yeah, it's a massive hoax.
Is it?
Yeah. I reckon it's bollocks.
Have you not had any supernatural?
If I have, I forgot it.
I mean, did I mention when I'm working at the place? Because obviously there's quite a few swimming pools. I used to repair swimming pools up and down the country. And we went to one where they've actually got a plaque on the outside because it's the oldest working swimming pool in the UK. And they've got a plaque on the outside. I think the ghost's called, they've just named it Bob. And basically when the cleaners are in, lockers start going and all sorts, and lights turn on and off, you know, when they know they've locked up. And
Bob's a dick.
Yeah, pretty much. Didn't see anything there, delicious. But we were working at one place, and it's got a crucifix on the outside of the wall, because during the construction of it, one of the walls collapsed, and one of the workers died. He got crushed to death.
Right.
But crucifix on the outside. So we're there working. Creepy as fuck. The plant room's downstairs and everything. There's been stuff seen in there. There's been apparently people have seen a guy sat on the toilet.
Terrifying.
Yeah.
Was that just a guy sat on the toilet?
No, apparently it's a ghost of a guy. They see him sat on the toilet. But we didn't see that. But anyway. So we're working upstairs.
That's a good attempt.
It's like 2 in the morning. There's only me and this other chap in the building, doing a bit of tiling, nice and quiet and everything. And obviously, you know what urinals sound like when they go, you know, when they clean.
Yeah.
And you know what flush toilets sound like. Working the entrance to changing rooms, all of a sudden, one of the toilets flushes. And again, it's not the urinal noise, it's the actual toilet. That's a bit fucking creepy, that. Should we go and work over the other side?
So we investigate.
Did we fuck? Because it was one of those things that plant room has got. I mean, you go certain places and you just do not like being there.
They're quite spooky places anyway. Then plant rooms, aren't they?
Yeah,
they're a bit Freddy Krueger.
Well, this is it. I mean, a lot of them didn't bother me because you work with me. Mm. You used to do all hours of the day, so you kind of. That one itself, though, it just we had quite a few. We did. I worked there quite a few times with different people, and a lot of people just would not go downstairs during the night. And a lot of the staff who worked at the pool would not go down during the day.
Right.
When they were working, they just point blank refuse sort of thing. How you can do that, I don't know in the job, but apparently,
I'm not doing that.
I'm not going down there.
Yeah.
I'm terrified.
Job.
No,
fuck your job.
I don't know. We had a guy quit. He was on. What was it? Saturday.
What for?
I messaged you.
There's hello, like, Mike.
Yeah, if you're listening.
Tell your friends.
Sue's asked him to wear a pinner, and he flat out refused. And he said, I may regret this, but I'm going to leave.
He wouldn't wear a pinny?
Yeah, so
was he a massive homophobe or something?
That's...
He's got street cred.
Oh.
He didn't want to spoil it.
Oh.
Mm.
No.
If you're listening, Mike, tell your friends.
Mike's just a made-up name. He's not acting on Mike, is he?
No.
He just, you know, because he wouldn't use his real name, would he? That'd be stupid.
No, not at all. Right, we need to wrap this up. It's almost 2 hours. This
is it.
Right.
Jeez,
well,
let's call it
Halloween now. Special.
Halloween.
Yeah, special. I might split it in two. Put 1 hour, like end of week, and then put the other one just before Halloween. The part with the.
You see, this is the beauty of this show. We have our production meetings during the show.
So, at some point when you've realised it's been split into two, you'll hear this discussion and be like, oh, so that's why they split into two.
I'll do some sort of.
I've got to listen to both parts, though, to hear the explanation.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the end of it as well.
Yeah, just put the first one off like mid sentence.
Just carry it on, in a week. No, I'll put some fucking pizzazz in there. It'll be right.
To be continued.
Yeah.
Do Wizard Sleeve survive? Find out next week on Wizard Sleeve.
Anyway.
Yeah, so we're done.
We're done.
I think we are. It's been a good one, good one.
Yeah. Again, just going to say, any feedback, get in touch. We know people listen.
Yeah, Cal.
Tell your friends.
Facebookers. Tweet us at Wizard Sleeve.
Send us pictures. Send us just cartoons.
Hate mail.
Just cartoons. Just anything. We would love hate mail.
I love, hate mail, yeah.
Just anything.
Still want people to tweet.
I just want it to send us.
That's what it does.
I'm going to start sending some hate mail, though.
Yeah. Send us castings of you, dick. Signing off?
Yes.
Yeah. All right, well, thanks for listening.
Yeah, tell your friends.
Yeah.
Happy Halloween.
Good night.